This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here to the third hour of the program, you can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you right now over at discord.lrn.fm. We've had a few different calls on Discord. We're going to go back to those in a moment. Also, our regular phone lines are available as well at 855-450-free like freedom. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris. And coming up, Chris, you're going to be telling us about a ban on Instagram of a certain type of photos involving people just peacefully shooting at a gun range. We'll explain that coming up here in moments. But first, two more of your calls and thoughts. We have Kirby on the line. He's in Indianapolis. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Kirby.
First of all, Walmart. They've lost about $600 a month from me, because that's what I used to spend in there. Mm-hmm. I could go to Walmart, do my grocery shopping, buy clothes, get ammo, and I buy quite a bit of ammo because I'm a firearms instructor, and that's nice. Where I got all the stuff for my students.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a problem with not spending my money with them. As far as this Clive and Bundy. I actually agree with what he did, but I do have to say that if those were black, brown, or yellow people with AKs and ARs aimed at police, they would have slaughtered them.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you tell me where there are black, brown, or yellow people who are already armed, okay, and they're ready to fight, and their cause is just, that I'll go down and stand with them if you think having a white guy there will help. I can't carry a gun because I'm a felon, but that won't stop them from killing me, so I'm still a human shield.
But that's not the point. The point is...
But no, that is the point, because that's how we should answer that problem, is if they won't shoot white people, get more white people to protests where black people are protesting, and let it be known that white people will stand by black people when they're protesting. But the thing is, in order for that to happen, you have to take a different tone and a different tack than Black Lives Matter takes. And we have to look at this as a scourge on everyone.
Okay, first of all, Black Lives Matter is garbage.
I disagree with them
one little bit. Hold on. I don't agree with them one little bit, because what they do is they attempt to instigate stuff. I'm a black guy, bro. I absolutely disagree with their approach to this. And in the end, as you said, the police would be slightly less inclined to shoot at white folks, but isn't that in itself a problem?
Well, it is in and of itself a problem, but the thing is, you can't change the hearts and minds of men en masse without using techniques which are horribly unethical, like locking people up for opinions. So what do? The first thing you do is anytime you find somebody acting that way in government, you out them. And you make sure that when people are blowing the whistle, you make sure you stand by those people. Because the thing is, you stand up to government, and government crushes you until you have to stop fighting and defend yourself. And if people don't stand with the activists, then that will succeed for government every time.
Okay, bro, but I just heard Ian say a few moments ago that government is a group of armed thugs who are no better or worse than the mafia. So,
I say that all the time.
I actually prefer the mafia, because at least they spell out the contract.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're dealing with government here, and we're dealing with a government that was built on injustice towards anyone or anything that they did not like for whatever reason. And the systemic racism in this country makes it all, I mean, like I said, I open carry daily.
Thank you for your service.
Once a week, simply for being armed.
By police?
Yeah.
Wow.
I believe it.
And here in Indiana, they just passed a law a couple years ago that tells the police they cannot stop and request to see a carry permit just because they see a gun.
So what are they stopping you for?
That's what they're stopping me for, but generally they'll say...
There's an escaped criminal in the neighborhood.
I'm riding my bicycle home at night. Lights me up, pulls me over, and goes, "Hey, man, you don't have a light on your bike. I need to see your ID."
Dude, I had that kind of thing happen walking down the street without a bike. Yeah, I'm not black, but the cops are liars. They're thugs. They're definitely no better than the mafia. I think you're right about the black things matter. Black lives matter. Yeah, sorry. I think black lives matter. It's not that black people aren't discriminated against. But it's the problem.
They're wrong when they only focus on the claim that the police are attacking blacks.
But that's the thing, is that's their perspective.
It's their perspective, but it's wrong.
But it doesn't make them wrong. It makes their view incomplete. There's a difference between incomplete and false.
If what they're saying is the only problem is police attacking blacks, that's incorrect.
Right. But they're not saying that. They're saying there's a big problem of police attacking blacks, which is a true
there
statement.
There is a problem.
Yeah. It's not false.
But it's because they attack everyone.
There's also a big and it's very difficult to communicate, because one of the disinformation tactics that I think they use is, if you say all lives matter, well, how's the CIA trolls going to react to that? They're going to start posting a bunch of racist stuff with all lives matter, and then in the future when you say all lives matter, people associate it with the racist stuff. But that's not something that people come to naturally. That's something that I believe is imposed from outside. So I think that the rank and file of Black Lives Matter is right, that there is a lot of stuff that's bad that's happening to black people, and
for sure.
I have to admit that, and I have to recognize it, and I think they also need to recognize that it happens to people of every race, creed, and color.
Absolutely.
And that it's always equally bad, and then I think we need to come together, and when the Black Panthers and the Proud Boys can stand next to each other and say, we have a common enemy that's more important than any beef that we have with each other, then that's the day that terrifies the police.
Yeah, I feel like
I
feel like the whole thing is being used. It's being used to divide us. We should be coming together.
Exactly. And it's by design. Yeah. It's not an accident. So if you hear somebody preaching hate, whether they know it or not, they're preaching for the government. They're preaching for the state.
They're
energizing both sides in the negative direction.
Yeah. Look, I would love there to be more black people, you know, encouraging, moving up to New Hampshire and joining us in New Hampshire for change. Because
more black libertarians.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, if you look at things, if more people realize that it's not just the black people or black community which is being targeted, but all sorts of different minority communities, well, then maybe they'll begin to realize,
let's be clear, it's mostly poor people that are being targeted. If you want to talk about groups being targeted, the cops know they can go after the poor.
Absolutely.
Because the poor cannot defend themselves legally through lawyers. They don't have them. They can't afford them. And secondly, they were educated in many cases by the government, so they don't know their rights in a lot of cases. I want to get Kirby.
And they weren't taught to think about whether what the court does is right or wrong.
True. Kirby, other thoughts? Go ahead, quickly.
Yeah, my thing is, with Black Lives Matter, their approach is wrong. It's like the people in Texas that were walking around with guns hollering about oink, oink, bang, bang. What good does that do your cause? And all it does
nothing, it's
is
just anger.
Negative attention.
Yeah, it's just anger. Thank you, Kirby, which is what You're right. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're coming at things from a, you know, a perspective of hate, that's going to manifest into some really negative coverage and negative opinions. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I really haven't been sick. People in my house come down with whatever's going around, but it passes me by, and I just take a couple more, so, you know, just in case. But I really haven't been sick since I started taking them, you know. And my energy level is a lot better. I'm walking around, and I can do 5 miles a day. I'll tell you, you know, I'm a firm believer in it. You know, don't mess with success.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FREETALKLIVE.
Are you locked into a crappy schedule where you're forced to report to work or even to a relationship where you're not allowed to do the things you want to do? That sucks. Wouldn't you prefer to live a more free life? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Instagram targeting gun owners or just anybody with a gun in a photograph at a gun range. You don't even have to be a gun owner in that case. You could just be there shooting with a friend of yours or whatever. saying that those are prohibited photos now. Chris has that story. That's coming up. Plus, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Also, want to make sure you know about local.bitcoin.com. It is the newish trading platform that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. You can go to local.bitcoin.com and get started trading Bitcoin Cash, and you can do it globally. And there's no ID requirement in order to sign up for and use the site, and communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, so visit local.bitcoin.com. Get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. Lots of great calls here tonight. We've finally gotten through these callers. I think we should talk about your story, Chris, this ban from Instagram, since I feel like we've covered everything pretty detailed up until this point. We had discussed earlier tonight the Walmart targeting gun owners and the other grocery stores and department stores telling gun owners they're not allowed in, or rather they're going to be respectfully requested to leave. Many reports say that Walmart is leaving open carriers alone, but Instagram is not leaving gun users alone. Chris, do you happen to have that story available?
Yeah, I do.
Where is it from?
So this is coming from summit.news.com.
Okay.
Instagram is now banning photos of people at gun ranges, claiming they promote violence. Yeah, it's absolutely absurd.
Yeah, defensive violence and being able to control your gun so the bullet reaches the target, which hopefully would be an attacker. Well,
I mean, I don't even necessarily know it's promoting defensive violence. A gun range, you're not attacking anybody for defensive purposes or otherwise.
Well, generally, the reason you train with a gun is presumably so you'll be better with it in the event that you're actually attacked.
Maybe, but
unless you're a pro shooter.
A lot of people do it for, you know, hunting or just for entertainment purposes, essentially.
True.
You know,
some people.
It's a sport.
Yeah, but usually if you've got a pistol, you're not going hunting with a pistol.
Well, okay, but still, entertainment. I don't know if entertainment is quite the right word, but
well,
fun.
Some people go to the
fun,
gun
right?
range, and
they
it
like
is fun
guns.
For them.
Right.
Yeah. But generally, the reason why people acquire guns and train with them at the range isn't because of the fun of plinking off rounds at a target. It's because they want to improve their skill with that tool so they're better able to use it to defend themselves. So either whether it's from an attacker who is a private person or from a government attacker, those are the reasons that tend to motivate people.
I would be very interesting to see a poll on that, actually, because it seems like there would be a range of people at a gun range, and they would give you different reasons for, you know, having a gun. And I'm sure that would be
I suspect they would give you
a segment. You know,
having spent a lot of time at gun ranges, I can tell you they'd give you a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, what kind of reasons would you...
Some people say they just love doing it. It's like a sport to them. Some people say that, you know, they're concerned about home defense. But usually if you press those people, there's some issues about security from government in there as well. And at the same time, you'll find some people who say their primary issue is fear of the government, but they also have concern about home defense. So those are the two major things.
Okay.
You know, people want to defend themselves against either the government. The other thing is like, I like to hunt, or it's fun, or whatever, and none of that really matters to me.
So, getting into the story, Instagram is now blurring out images of women at gun ranges, saying the photos violate violence.
Do they do that only to women?
Or dangerous organization guidelines. Yeah, I don't know. I guess this is talking about a specific example. Yes, really. A picture was posted showing Catalin or... Caitlin, I don't know if it's Caitlin, maybe, but Bennett and Millie
Okay, now,
Weaver.
Caitlin Bennett is a well-known activist, so that's,
really?
That's important.
What is she an activist for?
She was the one, I assume they're talking about the same woman, but isn't she the one who carried an AR-15 to her graduation?
Yep.
Really?
According to Wikipedia,
okay, that makes
she received media attention in 2018 for open carrying an AR-10 at a Kent State University graduation thing.
That doesn't make her bad or wrong. Everybody spins their press releases, but it's good to know what the spin is if you want to really understand what's going on.
I'm shocked that they didn't have, like, you know, some sort of armed response to somebody carrying a gun, you know, to a graduation of some kind.
Oh, well, I'm sure she researched very carefully before she did that. I would have.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be afraid people would like start getting up and running and screaming for their lives, and then having an armed response of some kind.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if some cop panic and kill you. You know, cops are cowardly these days.
Yeah, I mean, and even without any shots going off.
And the standard for self-defense is supposed to be you can use deadly force when a reasonable person would be in fear of great bodily harm or death. Okay? The problem is that police are held to the standard of I feared for my life, not a reasonable person would have.
Yeah.
Because you can say I feared for my life from a chihuahua. Maybe you've got a phobia about dogs. You think they're going to eat you in your sleep. But the thing is that if a reasonable person wouldn't feel the same way, you don't have a right to shoot that dog.
Unless you're a cop, in which case
that's the thing.
If you feel or fear for your life and you're a cop just because somebody is carrying a gun, you shouldn't be a cop.
There's a lot of cops out there that shouldn't be cops.
Yep.
And the thing is,
for sure,
he can keep shooting people longer than you can stay alive after being shot.
Mm. So, let's see. Shooting firearms at a gun range.
I see the picture here. I got it pulled up on a Zero Hedge article about this. You got basically a couple of young ladies aiming. Obviously, they're at a gun range. It's not some sort of gun brandishing exercise here.
First off, they're violating the narrative already because they're women with guns, and the narrative say that guns are a tool of patriarchal oppression, and so they're violating the narrative right there. I'm not surprised they got shut down.
Yeah. Facebook owned Instagram banned and removed the image, claiming it violated their policy on violence or dangerous organizations. The image depicts two independent women at a shooting range legally and lawfully exercising their Second Amendment rights. In our new social...
This is how social media will destroy itself.
Yeah.
Probably before government gets a chance.
In our new social credit score dystopia, that's forbidden. First, it was images of Alex Jones. Now it's images of legal firearms. Recall that many on the left are attempting to have the NRA declared a terrorist organization. Yeah, and this is for real. Like, this was just in the news last week, 2 weeks ago, maybe. Do you guys remember that story?
San Francisco Oakland. I forget which one it was.
I mean, that was insane.
I would love to fly out there and protest the San Francisco City Council with big signs that say they're a terrorist organization.
Yeah, I think...
If it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander.
I think the NRA is actually suing the city over that.
Well, I sure hope so, as a lifetime member.
All right, toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You may take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, nobody's got a special announcement. It's Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Young people afraid for their futures skipped school and protested around the globe to implore leaders to tackle climate change, turning out by the hundreds of thousands to insist the warming world can't wait for action. Marches, rallies, and demonstrations were held from Canberra to Kabul, from Cape Town to New York City, and German police even reported that more than 100,000 turned out in Berlin. The demonstrations were partly inspired by the activism of Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg.
I'm just going to say that I'm so incredibly grateful. single one of you, and I'm so proud of you have come here, and this is not more than I think anyone had expected.
Thunberg spoke at a rally and is expected to participate in the UN Youth Climate Summit and speak at the UN Climate Action Summit with global leaders on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free, bring up what you want here. Our toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Instagram may be cracking down on people showing pictures of themselves at a gun range. That's the story that you brought in here tonight, Chris. We can talk further about that. Plus, also, I want to make sure you know about HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. If you are a person who is a business owner, for instance, you want to start taking cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and Dash, and I think they got Zcash and others on there, get on over to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. There's close to a dozen different cryptocurrencies that you can accept easily at your point of sale, and you can do it within moments. Even if you've never done anything with cryptocurrency before, they will walk you through the process, and you can be up and running in a matter of minutes over at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. It's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and yes, the AnyPay app for accepting cryptocurrency at your point of sale is available for both iOS and Android devices. And if you don't even have one of those, there's still a web browser version as well. So head to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com as we continue here. You can bring up anything that you want. I know that you had a statement to make here, Nobody, but let's bring Gene the Christian Anarchist on here because he's been waiting patiently on our Discord server. Go ahead, Gene.
You can bring up
It sounds like he's listening to his radio, so I'm just going to turn him down for a little bit. We'll get to the statement here instead, and then we'll check back with Gene. It's always best to listen on your device.
Okay. Well, Saturday. On Saturday, September 28th, the 420 Foundation will be hosting a peaceful assembly demand redress of the grievances of the victims of the drug war. And to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the founding of the 420 Foundation and the 420 rallies. We've made a lot of progress in 10 years, but we've got a long way left to go. We've gained medical, we've gained decriminalization, and we have, most recently, loosened again the cruel and pointless constraints on medical marijuana. But we are not done. And
hold on, before you, I got to interrupt you on this. What have they done recently with medical constraints?
They recently you know, I'm not sure if it was home. One of the vetoes got overridden on
this
marijuana.
Was like today,
this
or yesterday.
Was just, yeah, yeah, really, really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see, constraints on medical marijuana, but we're not done, and we must serve notice on that the people will not be satisfied until the crime against humanity that is the war on drugs is over and those responsible brought to justice, or at least to peace. Stoners are not disposable people, and we, like everyone, retain our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, even if we seek happiness through unapproved chemical means. The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul will be speaking about his run for mayor, governor, and president, and how we can finish the job of winning the war on drugs by emulating the examples of Portugal and Sweden and why the fight is taking so long. Bring your own bud and some to share. Decriminalization means we're much safer than before. Mind the 21-gram limit if you're concerned about arrest. The rally will be September 28th on the Keene Common, Keene, New Hampshire, at 4:20 p.m.
So it's back!
It's back from the dead.
Yeah, 10 years later.
Well, not dead. It's always kept going in Concord. Well, it's had an annual existence. Yeah. Not a year has been missed, even
the
year I wasn't here.
That's true.
And a year I was in jail.
Yeah, I was there for a couple of
months. That's because it's bigger than one man.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a real movement.
It's not just me. There's a lot of people demanding justice.
You were going to say something?
Yeah, I mean we've had decent turnouts, I think, for, I don't know, I've only been to three, but, I mean, the last three, I thought, were pretty decent.
I think so. And it's also, it's harder, the more success you have, the more difficult it can be in some ways to get people to come out, because,
right.
Oh, I got my decriminalization, they're not going to arrest me, so why do I need to bother? That's good enough. But others may be encouraged to come out, because now they can't be arrested for smoking cannabis in Central Square. Plus, we're also going to be maybe attracting a younger generation, because it's been a decade, and the people who are saying this to nobody the other day, like, you know, there's people who lived here in Keene that remember that, a lot of them remember this stuff. The younger people, they remember it, and they remember it fondly. Because younger,
it was a great time.
It was a great time. Even if you didn't go, you might have had fond memories of it.
Uh-huh.
Because if you were, let's say you were 9 years old, and you know, your mom is driving around Central Square, and you're like, Mom, what's going on in Central Square? And you know, you get to find out what's happening there, and there's people smoking pot, and you're like, oh, that's cool. Well, now you're 19 years old.
There's a mushroom crowd over Central Square, Mommy. Is the government bombing?
Now there's a good chance that 9-year-old has tried marijuana in the interceding 10 years, and this will be their very first time going to Central Square to consume it, you know?
Well, the one guy said, oh, I always wanted to go to those. Wasn't there one guy? I think there was.
I bet you there's more than one guy who wanted to go.
For sure.
Or somebody who was working or had a job that was drug testing or whatever, right? So it'll be interesting to see how this goes.
Or
so
maybe they were just scared, because back then we didn't have decrim. You were going to get arrested if you had some bud in your hand.
Now
you're not going to get arrested. You're just going to take your bud.
Can you reiterate what the date was? I heard Saturday, but I don't know if it was this Saturday, next Saturday, a month from now.
Saturday, September 28th.
September 28th.
And
okay.
The reason for that is we were really high when we started this thing, so we're not really sure what day it was. But we think we started it somewhere between September 12th. And September 26th. So this would be the nearest weekend, and we wanted to get it on a Saturday because, you know, a lot of these people are older and have jobs now. So
okay, so you guys had mentioned, just to reverse for a moment, regarding this home grow bill in New Hampshire.
Yep.
According to the Concord Monitor, this was just the state house that overrided the veto. That does not mean the Senate has or will. So according to the story here, late Wednesday morning, the House achieved its first veto override for the week. So there were 24 potential veto override attempts. Only one of them was actually successfully overrided, and it was this homegrown bill. Mm-hmm. With an over two-thirds margin, lawmakers voted to support a medical marijuana homegrow bill. House Bill 364 would allow those who qualify for medical cannabis to grow up to 3 cannabis plants in the home. Sununu, the governor, opposed it as part of general opposition to the expansion of marijuana in the state. But while the House delivered a bipartisan rebuke Wednesday, the real battle lies in the Senate. The bill passed earlier this year with only a 14-10 margin, not enough for the 16-vote veto override threshold, so they will need to flip two of the senators who voted against this the first time and have them vote in favor of this override this time. And whether they can do that or not remains to be seen. So this is
sounds
not a full
like
override
a call storm is in order.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We should be raining down, you know, maybe not mean calls, but we should be calling right. these four people and telling them they're wrong and telling them why.
Yeah, I've sent some emails already on this, and I forget who I think it was. It might be the Marijuana Policy Project or something that had. If you're a subscriber to that, you may have gotten an email already on this. So look through your emails and hit the button because they have all the information necessary to make the calls.
Hold up! Breaking news. That was a that story was 2 days old. The very last line of that story said that the Senate would be taking it up Thursday. I checked, and that meant yesterday.
Oh.
They did vote to override, so
yee-haw, yes. We have listened something.
Kudos to the New Hampshire senators who flipped and changed their mind on this.
And in some cases, the veto override failures were good because there were a lot of bad gun bills that got put in by the Democrats and were vetoed by the governor, and those vetoes sustained. So that's a really interesting question because in both cases, it went toward the liberty side.
That's correct. That's
and that
awesome.
May be libertarian swinging.
Absolutely.
They say we're not having any success here. Yee-haw! All those naysayers, boo.
Yeah, I still
live free or die.
Yeah, I still don't see the actual vote, but they are saying the Senate has voted. So I'd be curious to know what the numbers were on the veto override.
I only skimmed it. I misunderstood. Yeah. I thought they were saying that we lost.
Well, the thing is, it passed in the Senate the first time, so it doesn't really... The vote came out right, so we don't have to get anybody to... Oh, okay, we would need to have more, though, to get a supermajority.
Well, I'm going to give myself a pat on the back because I helped get this through.
What did you do? Testify at
No. I just emailed or called a rep or something.
Probably the ones in Keene would have been on the right side on this anyway. They're not right on most things in Keene because they're terrible for freedom for the most part, but they're usually good on the marijuana issue. But still, thanks for making the call. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So apparently, medical patients can now home grow in New Hampshire. That is a big deal.
That's great.
So awesome. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right. I gotta take it back. First, it looked like the Senate hadn't voted on the bill for making medical patients in New Hampshire for cannabis being able to grow their own plants, because the House had voted to override the governor's veto on this. Then I saw a report, I still have it here, from WMUR, which is like the TV station in New Hampshire. Yes. The report says here, quote, Republican Governor Chris Sununu vetoed a bill to eliminate I read the wrong. Okay, so apparently there was a different bill.
There was a homegrown bill, too, and that veto did not go over, did not get over it.
The home grow failed to be overridden.
Okay. What's he seated?
Apparently there was a different bill, and I'm sorry, it was like marijuana bill.
Bills.
This is the problem with New Hampshire. We got so many bills, like marijuana bills in particular. It's like, I don't even know what's going on.
All right, so this is apparently what's going on.
We get stuck with all of them.
Right. Yeah. Veto was overridden on a New Hampshire medical marijuana prescribing bill, meaning that medical marijuana patients will be able to get prescriptions even if they haven't had the same doctor for 3 months. That's good news. It was one of the original restrictions that was put on the medical bill was that, let's say you just moved to New Hampshire from Michigan, where there's medical cannabis, right?
They've
got legal cannabis actually now in Michigan. But you've come from Michigan. You've got your doctor's note from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
You come in and say, all right, I need my legal medical marijuana here in New Hampshire. And the law was, nope, sorry, you can't have that because you need to have a relationship with a doctor here in New Hampshire for 3 months. Is my understanding of it.
You know what?
That's exactly what it was. And it was worse than that, because that could become recursive. Because you could go pay a doctor for 3 months, and that doctor at the end of that 3 months could say, nah, I don't feel like writing you a thing. Then you got to go find another doctor and see him for 3 months. So now you've been 6 months at risk of getting arrested for your medicine.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, if these people are saying that the reason they're doing this is because they're afraid that marijuana is a gateway to opiates, then I have to say that they are either stupid or liars, because they do not impose these restrictions on opiates, and right. It's pretty well proven that there's an association between opiate use and opiate use.
It's like saying caffeine leads to, stronger drugs.
Yeah,
right?
Caffeine leads to cocaine, but cocaine is okay.
Yeah.
So good news and a little bit of bad news, but the good news is I did find the vote. There's a great little website called Gen Court Mobile, which is what clued me in that I was wrong in the first place, because they were showing me this bill about the medical home grow as having failed in the Senate. They've actually got the details on everything, so you can click and you can look at the roll call and see what the vote was. It was 13-11, so it was still a two-vote difference, but somebody else wasn't there this time, because previously it was like 14-0. Anyway, I don't know all the damn numbers were.
I think it was 14-10 the first time.
No, because we said there was a four.
Oh, okay.
It was a two-vote difference first. So it's a close issue. And, I think this is another one that we're probably going to see pass in a couple more years, likely. So, especially if you make the move here, as we should point out.
Well, if nobody is governor,
nobody could
year.
Be governor in 2020.
Nobody's running for governor, for president, and for mayor.
Well,
so.
One of the questions you had, and I think it's a good question, is when should nobody announce a gubernatorial campaign?
Well, nobody just did.
Well, you right, but you haven't sent out a press release to the media in
New
Hampshire.
No, I wanted to tell my loved ones first, so okay. I saved it for the Free Talk Live audience.
I think you should probably at least wait until this mayoral campaign's over.
Well, here, you grab a shoehorn, and I'll put this genie back in this bottle.
Well, but there is a time to send a press release.
Yeah, eventually the official announcement will be made, but I formed an exploratory committee with myself. I found I did nothing wrong, and I should be. And nobody should be governor.
So I'm looking forward to that. And so, actually,
as a matter of fact, if you don't have anybody you want to vote for, and wherever you're voting for, just write in nobody. If there's nobody libertarian enough for you, then vote for nobody.
So, if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We have Lauren. She's in Montana listening on the radio. Lauren, where in Montana are you listening on the radio?
Anaconda.
Oh, well, welcome to the show. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. So a couple different things I wanted to talk about regarding the medical marijuana. And actually, one of the first things, I was a caregiver for a while, and I was only caregiving for three people at the time. And I was really excited when Montana got the medical marijuana laws passed. And the first year that I actually did it, all the licensing and fees was only $50. And
is this for a year? $50 for 1 year?
$50 for 1 year.
Okay.
Well, so then we had some laws change, and the next year it went up to $1,000.
What?
Wow.
This is the problem.
Yeah. That shouldn't be a surprise.
Yeah, this is government abusing people.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, they realized
it's the worst kind of abuse.
When you raise the fee like that, you create a larger barrier to entry, and that gives the 1% an advantage over the 99%, and that's exactly what they did.
Spot on.
Exactly, and that's like where I have a huge problem with it. With because of course I support legalization. I'm a libertarian. But the thing is that as soon as we get the legalization, we get all of the government involvement and all that. And I was only doing it for my dad and two of my friends, and I wasn't doing it really to have any profit. I just have a green thumb. And then I couldn't do it anymore because I wasn't doing it for profit. I worked another job and I couldn't pay that $1,000. I just didn't have, and it was totally out of the blue, So that's the first thing, is that everybody needs to be careful of the fact that, as soon as we get the legalization, we need to watch out for all of the government involvement because
This is why
they charge the crap out of you. Excuse my language, but
they just overcharge.
I don't say legalize anymore. I don't say decriminalize anymore. What I say is end prohibition and deregulate marijuana all the way to the bone.
Exactly. And now here, another reason why I stopped was because they passed these laws where you have to tag every single plant that you
Ridiculous.
Have with an RFID chipped tag. And it's totally ridiculous. There's no way that they can actually trace it, you know, but it's just the government
getting involved. Walk by your house. And
no, but
it.
What happened is they got paid off by the manufacturer of the RFID tag.
Yeah, you got
and
it.
The one
exactly.
good thing about what they're doing to the marijuana business is a lot of the people going into the marijuana business are more or less socialists. They're believers in regulation. They're left wing. Not all of them, but a lot of them. But when I talk to them about the regulation of the marijuana business, they understand. And then I can point out they do the same thing in the brewing business and the media business and the movie business
right.
and every other business, and that's what socialism
yep.
turns into, and that is the silver lining to this very dark cloud of regulation.
When we're pushing these bills through, it shouldn't we should be saying no taxes and no licensing,
that's
not
right.
just you know, not just legalization.
And that's what I want to see happen here
and
too.
Also,
and I've talked to some of the state reps about this here in New Hampshire, like Mark Warden, longtime
sure,
sponsor.
Sure.
Here on Free Talk Live, when I talked to him at the, I think it was one of the dinners, they have like an awards dinner for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is a group that rates state reps here in New Hampshire. And I said, you know what we ought to do is, yeah, I said, do you know Peter Cushing? Peter Cushing's the actor. Rennie Cushing, who is the guy who sponsored the legalization bill this time around that failed this year in New Hampshire. And he says he gets along great with Rennie. Rennie's one of the top Democrats. He's the head of the Criminal Justice Council or committee or whatever at the State House. Anyway, I suggested they get together and do a bipartisan decriminalization bill for all natural products. So, you know, peyote, mushrooms,
that would rock.
Cannabis.
That would be great.
And decriminalize these. Get rid of any kind of arrest for selling. Get rid of any kind of arrest for growing. If you want to have something, violation level, right? Like a ticketable offense or something, right? Because you always have to compromise on these things. But then there would be no legalization scheme. It would just be straight up decrim of these things. That would be a huge step towards ending prohibition.
That would be
amazing. And the problem with saying decrim is it's ambiguous because
right.
they
well,
say
specific.
That what we have
Get
is
rid of
decrim, but what we have doesn't go nearly far
no,
enough.
It doesn't
so
go
we
far
don't want to say that that this is what we
That's
want.
That's the idea. This
we
would
want
be to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
I mean, we want complete end of prohibition, but they're not going to go ahead and wipe out prohibition on LSD and MDMA at the same time.
It's going to be step by step and inch by inch.
Yeah, it leaves us open to abuse by police officers who want to, you know, cause trouble.
Hey, but that's why we need more people to migrate here. So go to move.shiresociety.com if you're a libertarian and you care about freedom. We need more of you to be here. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. Thank you.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? 1? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.